Hello and welcome to the Armitage Candle Company audio blog. My name is Kevin and today we're going to be talking about heat guns. Heat guns are candlemaker's greatest kept secret. That is until you really get into it and you realize heat guns are one of the best tools all around for almost every aspect of candle making. A heat gun is very versatile and takes care of a wide variety of different items. So let's talk about it. What is a heat gun? A heat gun is essentially a super-powered hairdryer. It's not uncommon for beginning candle makers to use a hairdryer to preheat their containers. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but a hairdryer works the same way as a heat gun. There's a variety of heat guns on the market, but they all work in a similar way. They heat up air and they blow it at something. An electric heat gun, which is pretty common, uses electricity to heat up the air and a fan that aims it at whatever you want. However, heat guns can be pretty dangerous because they can heat the air to a pretty high temperature from 120 degrees to over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So you got to be really careful when you use it. And candle making doesn't require very high temperature applications. For instance, think about the melting point of all wax. The average melting point of soy wax is about 124 degrees, paraffin's about 130, and you could find some varieties that are upwards of 140 degrees, but there's nothing really over 150 degrees. And one of the main applications of a heat gun is melting down wax, so you don't really need all the firepower that comes with a normal heat gun. But there are a lot of different use cases for a heat gun. Let's talk about a few of them. So one of the big ones is getting your containers ready to be poured in. A common problem candle makers face when making container candles is having the wax shrink on them. Some waxes are more resistant to this, but not all of them are, and if the container or the air temperature is too different than the wax, there can be a significant amount of shrinkage. Think about how wax expands a little when it melts, and then it contracts when it hardens again. This contraction can actually cause severe issues with your container. By pulling away from the jar, we call this a loss of adhesion in the candle making industry. This effect can be mitigated a little bit with a heat gun by preheating your containers so that there's not as much of a thermal difference between the edges of the container and the wax temperature. The more of a difference there are, the higher risk there is for shrinkage because the middle is often the last part to harden, and as it contracts, it will pull the rest of the candle in with it. If this is severe enough, the candle will actually pull away so much that you can rattle it around in the container, which is obviously not desirable. So where does a heat gun come into play? Well, a heat gun can actually be used very briefly over these containers right before you pour wax into it and preheat the sides and change the temperatures so that you raise the temperature of the jar to limit the amount of difference between the wax temperature and the container temperature. Another way candle makers will solve this problem is by pouring their wax at a cooler temperature so there's less cooling to be done. Now, a heat gun is pretty extreme and you don't really need to make the container scorching hot to help with this effect. A hairdryer will actually work just fine, but like we said, a hairdryer is a lot like a heat gun. Some waxes are a lot more resistant to this effect than others, and you may never see this in your career, but there have been noted situations, especially with waxes like 464 or C3, where people have said, yeah, preheating my container really helped a lot, and I didn't see any issues. The time of year could impact this too, because in the winter, when temperatures are just naturally cooler, you may have an air temperature that's so cool that the top of your wax actually shrinks. In that case, preheating the container really might not do anything because the top is hardening so fast and the middle just pulls and sucks the top right down. And in those cases, a heat gun may not be the right tool, but there are other strategies to deal with it, like a curing chamber or pouring your wax cool or boosting the ambient air temperature. So let's talk about the more common use of a heat gun, and that is really to fix imperfections in your candle. So a lot of candle making comes down to having a smooth top. That's what everybody wants, but that's really not the case, especially if you're working with waxes that are a lot more resistant to perfection. I'm thinking like soy or vegetable waxes where the polymorphic nature, the way that it will create crystals in response to temperature and humidity is really high. So you may have an awesome candle. It may smell great, but it might look horrible because sometimes after pouring, it might cool a little funny or we didn't stir it enough. And you're left with a candle top that's pretty bumpy and looks crystallized. And that's because it is. It's just polymorphism. It's a byproduct of being a hydrogenated vegetable oil. But in other cases, you might create imperfections in your candle by swapping out the wick. Sometimes after burning a soy candle, you may have a bumpy top that you want to flatten out. Or maybe it's just slightly irregular and you want to go for that storybook look. where it looks like an ice rink. But a heat gun is a very good tool for dealing with these imperfections because it allows you to melt the very top layer and kind of reset the entire thing. Now remember how soy wax is very sensitive to temperature changes? Excessively melting the top may actually affect wax that's below that top layer and cause it to crystallize and cause even more issues with the top than you had before you started. The other big one that a heat gun can help with is frosting. And this is where, especially in soy wax, you see that crystallized white off-color look on the sides of the candle. You can actually run a heat gun along the edges and a little bit on the top and release those crystals from the wax, effectively hiding the frosting. But soy wax is pretty persistent and it may just come back anyways. You can only do so much, but a heat gun certainly helps. So here's the last one. This is a pretty big one, but a heat gun is a great way to clean tools. You obviously don't want to run a heat gun over plastics or anything that's really susceptible to melting, but things like a stir stick or a pour pot or a presto pot, you can blast it with a heat gun with all that wax that hardens or is left over and wipe it out really easily with a paper towel and some rubbing alcohol, especially in times when rubbing alcohol may be hard to get a hold of. The heat gun will really help reduce the amount you may have to use. Now, there's a lot of other ways to deal with wax and fragrance oil and dye, but a heat gun is a fabulous way to clean your supplies. You don't have to worry too much about contaminating the next couple batches that come out of that. I haven't really seen any issues where cleaning it that way has led me to smell the old candle in the new candle or that it disrupted the process in any way. But you get the point. A heat gun is a great tool for melting down the wax off of your supplies so that you can clean them really effectively and do that. The alternative is to put them in the oven. Same thing. Melt the wax, wipe it off, start fresh. Okay, so in conclusion, heat guns are not too expensive. And if you're on the fence about buying one, just do it. It grants you so much flexibility in dealing with a large variety of issues, and really it won't cost you more than $30 to $40 to get something that'll last quite a while. It's in the arsenal of anyone who's making candles seriously these days, so if you plan on making candles or selling candles or you just really enjoy making beautiful candles, get a heat gun. It's so worth it. It'll make your life so much easier. It'll take away the stress. It'll take away a lot of the time, and you won't regret it. That's all for the audio blog. Thanks for tuning in. See you later.